Bismillah, alhamdulillah. You're listening to the second portion of the Islam Tomorrow program for the ladies here in, remind me? Nah, we're not in Iowa City. Are we in Iowa City? Still in Iowa City. Oh, man. All right. We're still in Iowa City. And we're here with the ladies in the mosque in Iowa City. And we're talking about some of the things that ladies experience as Muslims and some of the good stuff, some of the difficulties, and how to overcome the difficulties. And what I wanted to do is pick up really where we left off. We were talking about the subject of ghadab. And we started that last section, by the way. If you remember, we were talking about the ghadab of Allah and how to overcome it by putting a petition of something between you and it. Then we ended by talking about the ghadab of a human being and what we're supposed to do about that. But we stopped before we dealt with the whole subject, where he said that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, told us, don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. But then we didn't talk about how you can overcome that. One of the things he told us, peace be upon him, is that the devil runs through you like your blood. Okay? Now, keep in mind that the devil or the shaitan, they are made from a smokeless fire. So when they run through you like your blood, how would it feel? Hot. And when people get hungry. And when they get angry, they become hot. And we say, I got so hot, right? This is what the Prophet, peace be upon him, was talking about. So when the shaitan is coming to you and making you angry and you're getting hot, what should you do? He told us what to do. He said, if you're standing up, sit down. Or you can make wudu. What is wudu? That's when you put nice cool water on your hands, on your face, arms, relax, put something in your hair, and then wash your feet. By the time you get to washing your feet, the cool water running all over you, you're going to cool down. If you're standing and hollering at somebody or want to holler at them, but then you sit down, you'll feel better, and you won't do it. Make sense? Well, that's how it works. So that's one of the ways. The other thing is that something that can help you avoid or prevent getting into arguments. Because usually when you're getting angry with somebody there, you're getting in an argument. Something you can do to avoid this is certain key words, don't use them. What did I say? Certain key words, don't use them. What are the key words? Never. Always. And ever. What do I mean by that? Well, haven't you ever heard it when somebody's arguing with somebody else? You don't ever say anything nice to me. Have you heard that? You don't ever open the door for me. You don't ever bring me any gifts. Meaning what? Meaning that this person wants something and they're not getting it. But they're making it in an area that's really not true. Because another thing they'll say is, you never, ever remember my this occasion or that occasion. You never, ever pay the bills on time. You never, ever back the car out the way I want it. You never, ever do so-and-so. Have you heard that, this? When a person does that, actually, believe me, this is something so horrible. Because you just said they're perfect. Perfectly bad. Nobody's perfectly bad or perfectly good, right? And you're blaming them in a way that's not good. So the other thing is you don't say always. You always drive over my flowers when you come in. You always do this. You always throw your clothes over there. You always, always, always. And only Allah is always perfect, right? So you don't do that. What's a better way? Is to tell them the word, sometimes you do this, and it irritates me. Sometimes you do that, and it bothers me. Many times you come home, and you don't even tell me, salam alaikum. Many times. But not always. Don't say always. You got me? Never say never, okay? So, the other thing is that don't blame other people. Blame is a form of shirk. Because it means you think they have power with Allah. Don't blame other people. When something happens, just realize it came from Allah. Somebody's at your house. As an example, this doesn't have to be husband, wife, but just anybody comes to your house and they're looking at something you like a lot. You got this crystal dish, right, when you were traveling in another country, or some good friend of yours gave it to you, or a relative that passed away, and you really like this little treasure. You've had it a long time. And your friend or acquaintance come to the house, they pick it up and they're looking at it and they're going, oh, yeah, I saw those. Where'd you get that? Kmart or something? You're going, no, actually, it's that. Really? Oh, well. Oops! Oh, wow! I broke it! Well, oh, well. Alhamdulillah. And you're going, oh. You broke it. And you're blaming them. See what you're doing? You're blaming them. That was going to break at that time. Allah knows that. Because He created everything, even our destiny. That had to break. That's why no matter how much you think it's worth in money, it's important for you to say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's gone, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And you want to do this too. From time to time, check your iman barometer. What is iman? Your faith. Your level of faith. Your barometer. You have a gas gauge in your car? Don't you look at it before you take off? See if you get any gas? If you're driving down the road and you smell something that smells hot or something, don't you look at the gauge to see if it's too hot in the radiator or something, don't you? Yeah, because you need a gauge. And if the tire looks really low, you have another gauge you put on there and check it to see how much air is in this tire, right? So we need a gauge for our iman to see how we're doing with Allah, don't we? And part of it, you can see how you are with people. Because if everybody around you is wrong, uh-oh. Wait a minute. My mom is wrong, my dad is wrong, my husband's wrong, and my kids are wrong, and everybody's wrong, and everybody, wrong. I'm the only one that's right. This is not a good gauge, is it? Something's wrong here for sure. So you can now watch some of the other things. I always tell the sisters, if you want to check your husband out, how he's doing, just tell him, hang a picture on the wall for me. I want it right over there. Just hang me a picture. Put a nail in the wall. Hang a picture. What will happen? Well, he's got to get a nail out, doesn't he? And he's got to get the big hammer. Give him a great big hammer and a very small nail. Got it? Big hammer, small nail. What will happen? You got it. He's going to hit a nail all right, but it's going to be one attached to him. Bam! As soon as he hits it, the first words out of his mouth tell you how his iman is doing. I call it the hang a picture gauge. Because as soon as the hammer makes the contact with the nail, you know where your iman is. Because anything that happens to you, maybe you slam your finger in the car door. Maybe you lost your keys and you can't find them. Whatever occurs, thing that you say next shows where your iman is. Because if you say, Alhamdulillah, it's good. But if you say, that's no good, XXX, then you're in trouble. It's not good. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us about this. He said the condition of a mu'min, and remember we were talking about this earlier, we want to be believers, we want to have this taqwa, we need to have this guidance. And he said the condition of a mu'min, one who has iman, that's what mu'min comes from the word iman, is strange, or it's amazing. Actually, he said ajiban, or amazing, is the condition of the one who is a believer because nothing bad ever happens to him. Wait a minute. Nothing? That's right. Nothing bad happens to him. Because any good comes their way, they're thankful to Allah. Alhamdulillah. But any difficulty, any fitna comes their way, some calamity, they're patient. 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 And it's good for them, and this is only in the case of the believer. Now, that brings us to our final point about this. The opposite word of anger is sabr, and sabr means steadfast. Stick to it. Hang in there, and patience. Because patience isn't big enough to cover the Arabic word. The Arabic word sabr is huge, man. It's big time. And it really means that a person will be persevering, taking it easy, think it through, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And he's coming home and he's angry. Now, we're going to give a scenario here. Here's a story. Husband walks through the door, he's angry. Why didn't you wash the dishes? Why didn't you take care of that? Why didn't you do... And he starts, right? Now, if you answer back on his level, what will happen? It's called a fight. And you can avoid that because you can remember that all I have to do is be patient and just let him go through it. Let him go through it. Just, you can even nod your head. And by the way, here's, I'm going to give you a little key. Here's a way you can defuse the dynamite. Defuse the dynamite with this little key. When somebody comes to you and says, this and this and this and this and that and this and that, now what? They want you to fight. They want you to come back. Instead, let all of the air out of the balloon. Just say, well, actually, you have some good points. Huh? I have to agree with you on some of what you're saying. Notice I said some. You have some good points. And I have to agree with you on some of what you're saying. Actually, there's some truth in what you say. But have you considered that there's some other points in here too? And they go, huh? Because they weren't ready for that. So you ease it by and say, well, we'll talk about it later, but you're right. You have some points. You have some good points. But we'll come back to it later. Wow. This will really, really help in your relationship. Especially if he's trying and you're trying, then you're going to get to it a lot better. And ask Allah, before you open your mouth, Bismillah. Before you say anything, Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Give it a shot. If it gets tough, get away. Don't sit in the same room and keep pushing it. And keep looking over each other like, you know, just take it easy. Say, excuse me a minute, I want to go make something for you. Right? And he's going, really? That's cool. And you go in there, maybe it's just a glass of water, but do something. And get yourself out of the room and relax and keep this anger level down. It's very, very important, and I know how it is. I know you're not going to sit here and tell me all your problems. I don't want to hear them anyway. But I'm going to tell you that I know that everybody has it. We're living in a place where these kind of things happen all the time. This Western mentality that's around us, that television running 24 hours a day, by the way, that's another nice thing you can do. What you can do. I'm not saying get rid of your TV. I'm just saying cut the cord at the back. That's it. Just cut it off. That's nice. Or, because they ask me, TV is haram? I say, no. As long as you don't turn it on. Then, but see these cloths, these like tablecloths right like this? Get a great big one that fits over the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's really hard, especially because Shaitan is giving you many excuses to turn it on. Well, did you hear what happened to the news to the Muslims today? Oh my God, turn on the TV. Gotcha. Did you hear what happened in Iraq? Oh, turn on the TV. Did you hear about the Muslims in Chicago? Oh, turn on the TV. And there's actually something going to happen to Muslims in Iowa City, Iowa. Oh my God, turn on the TV, turn on the radio, go get a newspaper, right? Because you want to know. That curiosity kills the cat every time. So avoid those kind of stimuluses that we don't need. How about the internet? That's another thing to stay away from. Unless you need something, you know where you're going on that thing, write a map out before you turn the machine on. Don't go browsing around. Leave it alone. If you find a website that's attacking Islam, don't get angry and don't promote it. Don't tell anybody. Leave it. Because if you go there again and you send other people there again, sends the hit counter up. That makes search engines bring it up from the 3 millionth place all the way up to number 10. And one of the worst websites attacking Islam out of the 3 million or more websites talking about Islam, it's always coming up in the top 20. Always. And you know why? Because more Muslims go there than they do to our websites. Why? Because we're going to read it and we're going to see what they say. We need to know what they say. Why do you need to know what people say against Islam when you don't even know what's Islam? I know a lot of you think you know a lot about Islam. I think I do, but I really don't. We don't. Because every time I pick up a book, I just picked one up over here a little while ago and I looked at it and I said, oh wow, I didn't know that. Just picked it up. My subject's talking about women, right? I just picked up a book on women and I'm looking at it and I said, I didn't know that. You're always going to learn. But going to the websites that attack Islam is not to learn. It's to lose your faith. Leave it. And don't send it to everybody on your mailing list. Send them our website. Okay? Sound good? Yeah. It's a good time for a commercial. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow. ISLAMTOMORROW, not W, W, .net, and we're open 24 hours a day and from your free parking. We have other tapes and programs about women in Islam and the situation for our sisters around the world. And there's one called the Irish Sisters Day. It has nothing to do with Ireland. I was in Cairo, Egypt, but one of the masjids I visited, all the sisters there almost were from Ireland. So that's why we called it that. But it's also a nice tape. You might enjoy that too. We're going to stop here and do some question and answers. For the folks that are listening to this, this is the end of the program, but you can always get more at islamtomorrow.net. Open 24 hours a day and plenty of free parking.